Hi there, Monday Challenge it is, from Mark 7. There's a secret about God that I want to share in just a minute. Just listen through this a little bit, but first the challenge. I want you to maybe think of a situation that you are facing this week or this year, or you've been facing it for the past year, and you just don't understand what's happening, and I want you to make a decision. Okay, I'm going to go to God with it. Today, I'm going to decide today to respond to God about a challenge that I'm facing. So let's open up your week with this major shift, major change, a major release by taking this big thing that's going on in your life and deciding to respond the way that we see it here in Mark 7. It's about the woman who came to him. Let's just read it, verse 24. Jesus left the place and he went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it. Yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was Greek, born in Syria, a Phoenician woman. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. I love this. This is the challenge. First, let the children, Jesus said, eat all they want. He told her, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Lord, she replied, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Then he told her, for such a reply or for such faith, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. So the challenge again is to name a situation that you're facing this week or this year that you just can't wrap your head around, that you don't know who or what or when or how or when it's just going to work itself out, or you don't really have much faith anymore that it's going to work itself out. And take that, and if you have to listen to this first part again to figure out what that is, go back and do it, and decide, or just hit pause, and decide to go with it to God. But first, decide to go like this woman went to him. She challenged Jesus to drive a demon out of her daughter. That wasn't unusual of a request during those times, but I think here's where you and me often fall off the grid of life. You see, he challenges her right back. He says, first, wait a minute. You let the children eat all they want, he told her, for it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it. So he's basically saying the Jews come first, we'll take care of the Gentiles. And she gets it. And that's the whole point of this whole thing. And this is where I want us to see the real miracle. She replied, even the dogs or even the pets under the table eat the children's crumb. She understands right off the bat. And this is the secret. It's coming to, I wonder how often when God challenges us, we don't understand. We don't know him well enough to understand that challenges are good for us. I mean, can you imagine how much less stress and worry there would be, in my life, if I understood God as much as I should? You know, I wouldn't be saying, well, he's not paying any attention, I'm done praying about that. But here's the secret. And I believe you can approach this great challenge in your life. She really sought him out. And remember, he went into a house that nobody knew. And I don't know what that means for you, but she got in his presence and she got on her knees. And this is the third week in a row that getting on our knees has come up. And that's truly unplanned. Guess where I'll be tonight? I'm going to be on my knees. I don't know if you have kids going off to college. Probably want to get on your knees. Kids starting high school, probably want to get on your knees. Work is just driving you nuts. Have you thought about getting on your knees? Financial tension. Getting on your knees. Get there. And while on your knees, let me ask you this question to answer the challenge. Are you more likely to get all the answers, or are you more likely to be challenged by God? You see, God challenges us like he did her. And that's how we grow and we become confident. She didn't run off huffing and puffing. She responded to the challenge. And friends, I don't even think it matters whether she answered the question right or wrong. It was the simple fact that she was listening closely, and she gave it her all without hesitation, and she came back quickly, and she actually challenged Jesus back with her faith. So let's just put it out there today. Receive God's challenge while you're on your knees with the mindset that I'm going to push in, and I'm going to understand the challenge is good, and I'm going to understand that it's not always going to be easy. And I maybe even understand it well enough and with great enough confidence to challenge God back with my faith. Because doesn't He say our faith will move mountains? I hope that helps, to just get on your knees, and when you're challenged, to love God, to know God well enough to challenge Him back, to name it and claim it. God bless. I hope that helps you this week. Have a great, great, great week.